shall go forth with joy, and we shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the trees will break forth, and all the trees of the field, they will clap their hands, because the word of the Lord is forever. Let's look at Psalm Isaiah 55. Just be on the keyboard. I'll teach you a song. Glory to God. It's the mighty things. It's the glorious things. Please start recording, please. It's the mighty things. It's the glorious things. Isaiah 55. Let's read 12 and 13. We're still looking at, just be on the keyboard. We're still looking at the audacity of faith. Say the audacity of faith. Say the audacity of faith. Wow. That impetus that makes you do the unusual, that makes you function like a god on earth, that makes you, you know, see, when you look at the audacity of faith, is the understanding of our righteousness consciousness, the ability to replicate the patterns of heaven on earth with fearless courage. That's audacity. That means you look at God's word and say, I want to replicate God's word in spite of the circumstance. Then what the audacity of faith does, you move with fearless courage. Glory to God. You move with fearless strength, as though there are no limitations, as though there are no walls before you. That's audacity. You are not thinking of the circumstances. You are not thinking of the limitation, because you understand that they that be for us are more than those that be for them. That's audacity. Now look at what Isaiah said, verse 12 and 13. Let's read together. Glory to God. The word of God is my life. The word of God is my strength. It's all that I've got. Look at verse 55. Isaiah 55, verse 12 and 13. Let's read together. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the east shall break forth before you into the singing, and all the trees of the field shall do what? Clap their hands. 13. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fig tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not what? Be cut off. It says here, it says, for you shall go out with joy. Glory to God. It says, you shall go out with what? Joy. That means there will be the shout of joy from you. It says here, it says, and you will be led forth with what? Peace. It says, and the mountains and the east shall break forth. The mountains means obstacles. It means limitations. It means hindrances. It says they will break forth before you. Glory to God. It says they will stop. They will bow before you. It says again. It says, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. So the song says, they shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills are breaking forth. Just like the scripture. And they shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills are breaking forth. Just that scripture there. Yeah, they shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountain and the hills shall break in forth. And they shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountain and the hills shall break in forth. Say, I shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills are breaking forth. And all the trees of the field clap their hands. The word of the Lord shall be forever. And all the trees of the field clap their hands. The word of the Lord shall be forever. And all the trees of the field clap their hands. And the word of the Lord shall be forever. And all the trees of the field clap their hands. The word of the Lord shall be forever. We shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break in forth. Say, I shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break in forth. And all the trees of the field clap their rest. And the word of the Lord shall be forever. And all the trees of the field clap their rest. And the word of the Lord shall be forever. Trees of the fields clap their hands. The word of the Lord shall be forever. Glory to God. Says the word of the Lord shall be what? Forever. How long? This is what I say. How long? Oh. Says the word of the Lord shall be forever. Says the word of the Lord shall be for what? Forever. Lack cannot be forever. No. Circumstance cannot be forever. But it says the word of the Lord shall be for how long? Forever. You know, Moses wrote some part of the Psalms. I hope you know. And one of his most favorite Psalms was, he says, thou God, thou mighty. It says, from everlasting to everlasting. It says, you are God. Psalm 90 verse 4. You know why Moses had that revelation? Because as he was before the presence of the Lord, he saw the heavens and the earth before him as a single event. But by the Spirit of God, he recorded those events in time. So the next verse says, it says, 1,000 days before man is like a day before who? Before God. That's why when people die or they have an out of body experience, it will look as if their whole life passed before them. Do you know why? Because in the realm of eternity, there is no time. And God lives in that realm. And so Moses says, he says, from everlasting to everlasting. That means deathless future, deathless past. He says, you are God. No wonder he says, in the beginning was the Word. He says, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He says, and the same was the beginning. He said, in him was what? Life. And is the light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. Glory to God. Now look at 1 Corinthians 2. So we're still looking at audacity of faith. From everlasting to everlasting is God. Is God. When you think of your problem, understand that is God. Is God. Glory to God. Look at 1 Corinthians 2, 9. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. I want to hear your voice. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say this with me. Say, my faith. Say this with me. My faith is producing results. Say, my faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Say, my faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, 1 Corinthians 2. I'll read from verse 5. Understand that faith cannot be released without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so last week, when we studied the word, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. But it says, I will come to you. That means, how is he supposed to come to them? He will come to them by who? The Spirit. It says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. But it says, when I go, I will send another comforter. Another one like me that will guide you into all truth. Now in faith, understand that in faith, you do not set the boundaries for God. You do not choose the land for God. They did not choose the promised land. Never. The promised land was never the idea. Never. The promised land was God's agenda. And you know, God's agenda is bigger than your dreams. His plans and purposes, they are bigger than your limitations. And so faith is appropriating the plans, the intention and the will of God for your life. That's faith. Faith is not just what you desire, in quote. When his word become resident in your heart, then his desires becomes your desire. That's what the scripture says. See now. So when your desire is synced within the context of his desire, then you are walking in his program. And so what Paul says here, 1 Corinthians 2, 5. It says that your faith, let's read together, 5. It says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what? In the what? Power of God. Let's take that again. One to go. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what? In the power of God. When he talks about the power of God, he refers to the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost, he knows the mind of God. And so, the Spirit of God is the technology, using our present language, that has been designed by God in the man in Christ, so that that man in Christ can be let in. That means that man can have access into the deep things of God. So the deep things of God, you cannot come into them without fellowship with the Holy Ghost. How do I know? You know, in Joshua 3, you know, as they were going to the Jordan, the first instruction Joshua said to them, he said, you have not gone this way before. He says, you have not passed this way before. The same way, you want to do something, but the Lord is saying, you've not gone this way before. So he says, pay attention to my instruction that I gave to the priests. When they step into the water, then move ahead with them. He said, because you have not passed this way before. Then verse 5, Joshua said, he said, listen, O ye people. He says, tomorrow, God will do an amazing thing. In other words, he says, tomorrow, God will do miracles. Miracles. And so, he says that your faith, that whose faith, talk to me, whose faith says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That your faith, that the expression of your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Do you know that the wisdom of men has limitation? Do you know that the wisdom of men has boundaries? Do you know that the wisdom of men cannot survive in unfavorable circumstance? But the wisdom of the world can survive in every generation. That's what the Bible says, being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. It says, by the word that lives and what? Abides forever. The seed that gave birth to you is God's word. And so it says that your faith, that inspiration by the Spirit, should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The wisdom of man has failed. The wisdom of man is operated by the law of sin and death. The wisdom of man has, you know, death. The end of the wisdom of man is death. But the wisdom of the Spirit has another program. That program is according to the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. So, the audacity of faith is a product of the revelation of the Spirit of God. It's by the Spirit. Do you think that Samson had Moses? There was no Moses in Samson's body. No, none. The Bible says he used a jawbow of an axe. He slew 1,000 Philistines by faith. But before then, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord rested upon Samson. And I told you that the substance of faith is the same, but the instructions might be different. For Moses, God said, when you get to the Red Sea, stretch forth your rod and split the Red Sea. But for Joshua, God said, he said, tell the priest to step on the waters. That's revelation by faith. Those are miraculous signs by faith.
He was listening for the instructions of God. He had meditated on the writings of Moses. In fact, as a matter of fact, his instructions came according to the writings of Moses. And God said to him, he said, no one shall be able to defeat you the days of your life. The same way God is saying to you, no circumstance shall be able to defeat you all the days of your life. Do you know what it means to have an unending stream of success? Success into success. Glory into glory. You are walking in victory unto what? Victory. You know, Paul says, he says, thanks be to God that caused us to triumph always and to make manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. You are now the expressions of the glory of God. And so faith is by the Holy Ghost. And this is the reason why it does not work for so many people. Because they have learned formulas. And so Paul says, he says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's take six together. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught, but will speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto what? Our glory. Now pay attention to verse 9. It says, but as it is written, it says, eyes have not seen, nor yet heard, neither have he entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that what? Love him. I'm connecting that to verse 5. Now faith has a supernatural sight. Faith has supernatural hearings. And faith imagines. And so the instructions of the Spirit is by revelation to the eyes of your hearts, to the ears of your hearts, and to the imaginations of your hearts. And so what God produces in your life is according to that which you have established in your heart. So it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Let me say something about the love of God. Now, when you establish in the love of God, then you can trust his plan for your life. Doubt is as a result of not being established in the love of God. Do you know that the prodigal son was still a son? Do you know? The prefix prodigal did not change his sonship. The Bible said when he realized that he was better in his father's house, the Bible says, he said, no, today I will arise. I will go to my father. And the Bible says, when the father saw him afar off, the father went to embrace him and decorated him. He said, you are my son. A son can never lose his sonship. A son can never be this father. No. That's why John said in 1 John 2, he says, they went out of us. He says, the reason why they went out of us is because they were not of us. When you are a son, I mean, some of you, when you were a kid, and probably your elderly one spank you, some of you pack your load and say, I'm leaving this house. How many of you did that? I'm going. And your father will say, you are not my child. For the fact that your father says it does not mean it is true, right? What your father needs is re-education. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus. So it says, eyes have not seen. That's what it's saying. It says, ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of the natural man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. That means God's love for us is the boundary of what He can give to us. If you can tell the extent of God's love, that's the extent of which He can go for you. And the Bible says, Paul says, for this purpose I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. What? In the knowledge of Him. He said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. He said that you might be able to know the love of God that passeth all knowledge. That means when you start comprehending God's love, you will now know that His will for your life is the best. Faith and the Holy Spirit can never be separated. He says, so that your faith might stand where? In the power of God, not in the wisdom of men. And so, 10 says, go with God. Are you following? 10 says, it says, but God hath revealed or received or hath revealed them unto us. By what? By His Spirit. You know what message says? It says, God hath led us in to His intricate plan by His Spirit. That's why I said, the Spirit of God in you is God's technology to give you access into all of God's plan. No believer that follows the Holy Ghost is ignorant of the plan of God. No, because the Holy Ghost knows the mind of God. He's not trying to know the mind of God. He understands the mind of God. And the only way you can flow in the plans and the purposes of God is when you understand these things. And so it says, but God had revealed them unto us by what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, what? The deep things of what? Of what? Of God. What does the Spirit search it? All things. What does it search? What does it scan? So you are looking for something in your life, and that thing, you are convinced that the Word of God has granted you that thing. The Bible says, communicate with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost searcheth all what? Things. Then it says, the deep things of what? Of God. The deep things of God. God has no secret again. Glory to God. There is no secret in God again. The secret of God is Christ. And to know Christ is to know the Spirit. That's why it says, I will not leave you orphans. An orphan is somebody that does not have help. An orphan is somebody that is without advantage. But the Bible says that is your advantage. Glory to God. The Bible says that He that seated in the heavenly places have your interest at heart. And the Bible says you are complete in Him. You are seated in Him. And so the principalities and powers, you know, I was sharing to somebody, I said, the main principalities and powers, they are not the village people. I hope you know. The village people, and they are so powerless. Like when we were small in Lagos, they'll say, if you pick money from the floor, you'll turn to gmomo gmomo, right? You know what they call gmomo gmomo? They'll carry you, just disappear. Or, you know, we had some friends in primary school. They'll say, somebody just shook your hands, and your privates, you cannot find them again. See, I'm looking for my, you know, I shook hands with them. But those demons have been defeated. Glory to God. They are no longer strong again. They have always been defeated ever since Jesus resurrected from the dead. Now, Remind me of the story I was in. Forgot. Talk to me. Okay. Now, so understand that those demons, they are no longer strong. They are no longer relevant because the Spirit has been given to us. We now have the Spirit in its full totality. We cannot work miracles. We cannot produce signs and wonders. That's what the Bible says. He that worketh miracles, he says, doeth it by the walking or the hearing of the law or by the hearing of faith. Every time you hear God's word, the Bible says that is what? The hearing of faith. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So it says, but God hath revealed them unto us by Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of your finances, they are in the Holy Ghost. The deep things about your family, they are where? In the Holy Ghost. They are not on social media. No. He knows the mind of God. He said the deep things of God. The treasures of darkness, he knows where they are. Are you hearing me? He knows where they are. So 10 says, yeah, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Let's read 12 together. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are what? Freely given to us of what? Of God. He said that we might be ignorant. Is that what it says? That we might be not aware. Is that what it says? He said that we might know. That means that these things that God has prepared for us, we might come into an understanding of these things. You know why I say that there's no more mystery in God? Because he has given us the Spirit. He said that we might know. He says now we have not received the spirit of what? The world. Say, I have not received the spirit of the world. Say, I have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, that we might know. Say, that I might know. Say, I declare in the name of Jesus, I know all things because I have the Spirit of God. Hey! I know concerning ministry. I know concerning my finances. I know all things. I'm not confused. I'm not in a dilemma. No. He said, because I have not received the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world means they don't have revelation. They lack revelation. They lack insight into the divine secrets of God. But the Holy Ghost is the source of revelation. And the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Because I'm now in Christ, I have access towards God's revelation. I do not need a medium again. That's what he's saying. I have not received the spirit of the world. Declare with me, I have not received the spirit of the world. I have received the spirit of God. I know all things. By that spirit, what it means, the Bible says, as you pass through the valley of Baca, you cause it to spring forth with life. A valley means that place there's no water. But the Bible says, blessed are they that dwell in your house. And because you are in Christ, the Bible says you are now in the house of God. It says they shall be praising you. It says, blessed are those whose heart has stayed upon our God. It says they will move from strength to strength. That's me. I don't know about you. I will go from strength to strength. It says each one that appears before God in Zion is strong. There's no feeble one amongst our tribe. No. No feeble one. That means everyone is strong. The Holy Ghost is upon everyone. That's what it says. No feeble one. It says they shall still bear fruit in old age. It says to show that the Lord is what? Good. And his faithfulness is forever. It says, blessed are they. It says they will spring forth with life. I spring forth with life. Everything around me is working for my good. All things spring forth with life. He said, they that dwell in the house of God. When he says in the house, not just sit down in the house. It means to dwell in the word. He says, they shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall be like the cedar in what? In Lebanon. That's me. That means I'm productive in every season. In all season of life. There is no dry season for me. Because the word of God has gone ahead of me. Oh, let's finish this thing. Glory to God. That it says, which things also we speak. Did you see? See what I'm speaking there? He said, these things we speak. Ha! We speak these things. It says, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with what? Spiritual. Let's read 14 together. I want to go. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually what? Because they are what? Spiritually what? Discerned. He calls him a natural man. A natural man is that man that cannot apprehend the things of God. Is that man that is dead spiritually. Is that man that does not have the life of God. There is the natural man. There's also the carnal man. And the Bible talks about the spiritual man. Now, the Christian that practices his faith work, pay attention, without the leadership of the Spirit, that Christian is what? Carnal. A carnal Christian is that Christian that is not growing in the word, that is not having progressive growth in God's word. And sadly, that is where many Christians are. Many, many Christians are. They are carnal. And that's why they can say, I like Sister Lizzie, but I don't like Sister IBK. But likeness is of the flesh. Likeness is subject to circumstance. In this church, for instance, I don't love Pastor Andrew more than Brother Sam. And because of this work of the flesh, that's why we have many factions in families. You know, I've always believed that one of the people that caused Joseph problem was his father. You don't have to believe it with me. When you prefer one sibling above the other, what you will do, you will stir up what? Strife. Envy and what? Jealousy. And the Bible says, every what? Evil work. So, we love people by what? Faith. The Bible says, owe no man likeness. Is that what it says? It says, owe no man nothing except what? Love. So it's by revelation I walk in love. It's by revelation I walk in all of the giftings of the Spirit. Love. And the Bible says, he that has been made perfect in love, the same is what? Mature. And so it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They can't know it because it's natural. He cannot comprehend it. They are the senses. He's dead. He's got no life. The Bible says he's alienated from the life of God. But the spiritual man knows all things. I love the way TLB puts it. Let's see. Glory to God. Look at TLB. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I choose to be led by the Spirit. I choose to be led by the Spirit. I choose to be led by the Spirit. No kotele bragadish. Is that you? Oh, glory to God. I choose to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Look at what verse 9 says. It says, that is what is meant by the scriptures, which says that no man has ever seen or heard or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. But we know about these things because God has sent His Spirit to tell us. See, your being born again does not grant you to know these things if you don't fellowship with the Spirit. Your being born again is your access to the realms of God. Your being born again gives you capacity to understand the Spirit. But as you fellowship with the Holy Ghost, you can know things. Glory to God. So it says, God has given us the Spirit to tell us, and the Spirit searches out and shows us all of God's deepest secrets. Ha! Hey! So God has secrets. But the Bible says, the Spirit is God's technology to show us what? These what? Secrets. Verse 11. If you are there, read with me. No one can really know what anyone else is thinking or what is really like except that person himself. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own what? Spirit. Hey! He said, except God's own Spirit. He's the one that knows God's thoughts. The next verse, let's read together. And God has actually given us His Spirit, not the word Spirit, to tell us about the wonderful free gifts of grace and blessing that God has given to us. He has given us blessings. He has given us graces. Glory to God. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, irrespective of the circumstance. See, listen, when you are going through circumstance, the Spirit of God does two things for you. Number one, He preserves you by the power of God that is resident in you. Peter says, we are kept by what? By the power of God through faith unto salvation. Now, contextually, he's referring to what will happen when we see Jesus. But now, I'm using it this way because every skillful rabbi should wisely know how to use the word. Now, when you go through circumstance, the Spirit of God preserves you by the power of God. That is one of the operations of the Spirit in you. Glory to God. Are you following? It preserves you. It keeps you. The Bible said, to Him that keeps us from falling faultless before His throne, He keeps you. He guides you. He leads you. Even when it seems like everything is, you know, turning around, changing, it's not looking like there is light, He keeps you. Then the next thing He does for you, He brings you salvation. He brings you deliverance. He tells you things like, the terror shall not come upon you. He tells you things like, your children are kept of the Lord. He tells you things like, you shall go out with joy, and you shall be led forth with peace. That the mountains and the trees, they will break forth before you. The mountain means that limitation. Just like Joshua, when they were going to Jericho, you know, he had meditated on Moses' writing. Because God said, He said, meditate on everything Moses said. In fact, before they eventually fell Jericho, the Bible says, God now said, according to what Moses, Joshua 5, 6, 7, you see all of that there. See, I told you. And the Bible said, they went round Jericho 7 times. And the 7th time, the Bible said, there was a shout, and the walls of Jericho fell down flat. In fact, Jericho, they were afraid of God's people. They had heard of their conquest. So, they built walls around them. But the revelation of the Spirit shattered the walls of Jericho. Shattered it totally. One revelation can bring you from darkness into light. One word from God can change your life forever. So it says, eyes have not seen. Glory to God. Let's finish this. Glory to God. See, in telling you about this gift, verse 13, read with me. In telling you about these gifts, we have even used the very words given to us by the what? Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. When Paul wrote this, he was responding by the inspiration of the Spirit to them. And it says, what I'm explaining to you is according to the very words that the Spirit of God has given to me. That reminds me, as we're praying, you know, I was watching the head bishop, and he was praying for a particular couple in their wedding. And this was in 1986. While he was praying for them, you know, in a wedding, are you not supposed to bless them? Bless them, right? So the Lord multiply you. Then, by revelation, he went into prophecy. He said, the vision may tarry, but wait for it. Your Samuel will come. And the Samuel came 25 years what? Later. See, when you go before, or you go to receive from a man of God, you might be explaining, Eric is worrying me. He's telling you another thing. That thing that he's telling you is the answer. Because the leading of the Spirit is not according to the judgment of the flesh. Are you following me? It's not according to the judgment of the flesh. The judgment of the flesh means judge your matter, I judge my matter, then we look at it and compare notes. That's the judgment of the flesh. But the judgment of the Spirit is, you are waiting. As the person is talking, you are listening. You are listening for instruction. You are listening for insight. You are listening for revelation. Let me show you something. Psalms. Glory to God. Faith by revelation. Hallelujah. He said, these things we speak. Hallelujah. Are you ready to speak these things tonight? Are you ready to speak them tonight? Glory to God. The power of God is a vector quantity. That means we can direct the power of God. Look at Psalms 86. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. With long life will it satisfy me. There shall be no loss in my life. Glory to God. He will show me salvation. No loss, no plague can come upon me. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the house of the righteous. Nothing shall touch your finance. You will not suddenly wake up one day like Job and find out that your children, they are no longer around you. No. You know, I told you that was possible because Jesus had not come. Satan still wielded the Adamic authority. And so, the devil still had access to appear amongst the sons of God. But when Jesus came, the Bible says, he dispossessed the devil of all authority. They are no longer stronger demons. They are no longer limitations. Because now, you are in a wealthy place. You are in the place of advantage. The place of strength. You can leap over a wall. Require no assistance. And the Bible notices that Samson, by faith, he tore the young lion as if he was killing a young goat. Tore. We'll see that story. Look at Psalms 86. I know I'm teaching you faith because the things you would do from now, you will do by faith. If you will not do them by faith, let me show you. Glory to God. Write this down before we read that Psalms so that you get established in your heart. Write this down. The things I will do now, I do by faith. I go to the nations by faith. Glory to God. I'm not going alone. I'm going with men. The nations are open for me. Glory to God. The word of God has free course and prevails. We walk through dry grounds. Where we cause the valley to spring forth with life. Glory to God. Look at faith. Your faith, or our faith in Christ. Write this down. Our faith in Christ is the believer's right of appeal. Our faith in Christ is the believer's right of appeal before the Father God. Is the believer's right of appeal before the Father God, without which it is impossible to please God and to attain supernatural accomplishment for the Lord. Our faith in Christ is the believer's right of appeal before the Father God, without which it is impossible to please God and to attain supernatural accomplishment for the Lord. No wonder Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. He says, I live by his faith. Live by his faith. The things you do, henceforth you do by faith. You do by faith. Your faith is not brittle. Your faith is elastic. Can be stretched to limits. And it will be standing by faith. That's what Samson had. You know, sometimes we forget that Samson was a judge of Israel for 20 years. Sometimes we forget. The only thing we remember is that he slept with Delilah. No. That's the minor part of the story. The major part of the story, he judged God's people by revelation, by faith. The things that Samson was hearing by faith, his parents were not hearing it. And so those times he wanted to marry the Philistine girl, the Bible said they wist not that it was inspired of the Lord, that he might seek an occasion to slew the Philistine. Because this time they were dominating the children of Israel. I mean, they were like their customer. Glory to God. So, write that. Number two. Faith is the effect of God's spirit in your spirit. So that's what I want to drive on today. It's the effect of God's spirit in your spirit. Full stop. The Spirit of God in you is what gives substance, essence to your faith. Take that again. Faith is the Spirit of God, or the effect of God's Spirit in your spirit. The Spirit of God in you is what gives substance or essence to your faith walk. It gives substance, essence to your faith walk. Because it is out of the abundance of the Holy Spirit of God in you that your faith operates. Because out of the abundance of the effect of the ministry of the Spirit in you that your faith operates. Therefore, there is no release of faith without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Did you get that? There's no release of faith. No. Never. Look at Psalms 86. Zegobronde ketos ibabababas. Hey. The power of God is a vector quantity. We can direct it tonight. I hope you know we can direct it tonight. Glory to God. Psalm 86. Oh, if you have King James, let's read King James first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you following? Psalms 86. You know, I love the psalmist. He's my friend. Oh, verse 6 says, "Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." 8. "Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works." Let's take verse 11 together. I want to go, everybody. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear what? Thy name." He said, "Teach me." Let's read it again. "Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear what? Thy name." Pay attention to my translation. Verse 8 says, it says, "Where among the Eden gods is there a God like you? Where are their miracles?" Did you see what it's saying? He said, "Where are their miracles?" They cannot ask us that question again. You know why? Because we have the Spirit of God in us. Our miracles are visible. Glory to God. Our signs are visible. He says, "Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses." He said, "But we put our trust in the Lord, and we shall not be disappointed." Is that you? That's me. My trust is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Lord. He says, "For the arm of flesh will do what? Will fail you." They were trusting in Egypt. And God said, he said, "And the Egyptians are men, and they will fail." Glory to God. He said, "The arm of the flesh will fail." He said, "We had their miracles." Oh, glory. He says, "All the nations, and you made each one. They will come and bow before you, Lord, and praise your great and holy name. For you are great and do great miracles. You alone are God." You see, they were referencing. I mean, the psalmist was referencing God with respect to what? His miracles, right? And I told you that God is at home with what? Power. That means one of the most easiest things for God to do is what? Power. And the supernatural is as simple as what? Saying it, right? It's as simple as saying it. Now look at 11. That's what I love most. When I read it, I was shouting in my room. If you are there, go to TAB. Psalm 86 verse 11. We'll read together. You will shout if you read it. Hey! Are you there? Are you there? Glory to God. Let's read together. "Tell me where you want me to go, and I will go there. May every fiber of my being unite in reverence to what? To your name." Hey! He said, "May every fiber." Do you know what that means? "Of my being." Just continue. He said, "May every fiber of my being unite in reverence to what? To your name." That's coordination with the Spirit. He said, "With every move I make, with every breath I breathe, let it be in consonance with your will. Let it be in direction with your will." The man that is regulated by the Spirit, he moves by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I am that man. Glory to God. Let's look at Mark 2. Mark 2. Glory. Oh, it's as simple as saying it tonight. Glory to God. Before we look at Mark, let's look at 2 Kings. Hallelujah to Jesus. Maybe we can finish this on Sunday. So much to share, even in camp meeting. 2 Kings. So, listen. For your life, whatever will be, will not be. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? Whatever will be, no, it's not true. You know, it says what? A lie, right? If whatever will be, why did you go to work today? Why did you apply for the job you are working? They will come and give you the appointment later in your house. Why did you brush your teeth today? You know, those people that say such things, they are so ignorant. Oftentimes, it's whatever you don't want to be, that's what will be. Faith is the responsibility of the Spirit to you based on the word.
Glory to God.
Look at what Elisha did. Oh, I love the miracles. They are so interesting because that's what will happen to you. You will get victories upon victories, release upon release in the name of Jesus. Even in camp meeting, those that are finding it difficult to get married, they will get married. You know, I got that note today while I was praying the Holy Ghost. So tell your friends. It's not a camp meeting for married people, but if they want to get married fast, they'll get married.
Glory to God.
So it says in 2 Kings 2:19, they came to the man of God Elisha. He says, and the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. How did Elisha know? If a man under the law can know, how much more you? He said, but we have received the Spirit. To do what? To know all what? All things. Let's read verse 21 together. One to go. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt therein, and said, thus says the Lord, I have hid these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were hid unto this day, according to what? The saying of Elisha, which he what? He spake. It's as simple as saying it. Glory to God. The audacity of faith is as simple as saying it. The Bible says, Sarah refused to be led by the deadness of her womb. You are strong in faith, giving glory to God. Refuse to consider the circumstance, but be strong in faith. He said, by faith, Moses, he refused. You see, when you read it sometimes, you just think it was easy for him. Just imagine, a man that was raised in the palace. Imagine the king of England's son or the queen of England's son suddenly come to taste it to be living there. That requires what? Faith. And the Bible says, why was he able to do it? Seeing he that was what? Invisible. Seeing he that was what? Invisible. Glory to God. Look at Mark 2. Glory. You know, I've told you before that Jesus have a house, right? Okay, let me not even do Mark 2. Let's look at Luke 5, the same account. Luke 5. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Luke 5. Are you there? Are you there? Luke 5, verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, like I'm doing now, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to do what? To heal them. Let's read the thing together. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. 19, everybody. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before what? Jesus. Didn't think about it. They wanted to assess Jesus. But the Bible says, because of the multitude, they could not. And they went to the top. They removed a part of the roof. Do you know why they were not sued? Do you know why? Because that was Jesus' house. Glory to God. Because if you read Mark's account, Mark 2, and if you read Matthew's account, the Bible said that Jesus was in his house when that particular miracle took place. And the Bible says, with audacity, they dared those circumstances. It's like saying, rain is falling, but I'll go for DHS. It's like saying that, no, I have to change something in the spirit. And your prayer time is 3 a.m. in the night, and you feel like you want to sleep, but there's the alarm of the spirit waking you up to pray. You say, no, I'll pray, because I want to change circumstance with fearless courage. because I want to change the circumstance of my life. I want to impose heavenly realities on earthly circumstance. I will declare God's word. And so the Bible says that all that happened here. 20. And when he saw their faith, let's say 20 together. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Glory to God. You know, I said it's as simple as what? Saying it. He says, thy sins are forgiven. 21. He says, and the scribes and the Pharisees, they began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blaspheming? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering and said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Let's read 23 together. Whether it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk. 24, everybody. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sin, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, so tonight you can arise, right? In faith. Tonight you can arise in boldness. Tonight, like Jesus said, he said, arise. Glory to God. Okay, let me just give you just one more point. Then we'll continue on Sunday. Or maybe in camp meeting. Share something. Now, number one, action point. To express the audacity of faith. One, you can never go with God. So much to share. Just one and we're done. You can never accomplish any dream or any vision that contradicts the words of your mouth. You can never. So that's your number one action point. So stop there tonight, right? You can never reach any dream, any vision, or any goal that your words contradict. Like saying, I don't know whether I'll pass JAMU. You will not pass JAMU if you talk like that. You understand what I'm saying? They're saying, I don't know whether I'll get married on time. You will not get married on time. Because words, they set the boundaries of your life. Let's rise. Glory to God. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon your family. In the name of Jesus. You will bring forth fruit in old age. Your strength will be renewed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord by Spirit will open the treasures of goodness upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare that by the Holy Ghost, that you will come to enjoy what is the inheritance of the saints in light. Let's pray in other tongues in the name of Jesus. Let's pray in other tongues. Retos keprama, that every fiber of my being, every cell of my body, unites to his will.